Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 40. Episode 40. And the flute, as always, signifies the call to worship. The call to worship the podcast. Come to the podcast, all my followers and potential followers, and worship at the altar of the podcast. Episode 40. Unbelievable. That sounds like a landmark kind of number, 40. I just turned 40. Wow, that's fantastic. And, I'm quietly, working here, doing this, grinding these out consistently. And I plan on continuing to do that. And I feel like I'm coming up with some material that I can use on stage eventually. Other stuff I can use off stage. I don't know. I had to say that. On stage, off stage. So this week, eventful stuff in the neighborhood. I'll start with, there was one thing that happened that wasn't very good. As a matter of fact, it was very bad. And I will talk about that in a little bit. But first thing, I remember mentioned last week that I startled one of my neighbors by just saying hello to this person, in the courtyard. They didn't see me. I just said hello, and I just startled them, and then I startled Janet next door. I had my door open, but my screen door, I had my screen door closed, but my regular door open, and she walked past my door, and I said hi, Janet, and she did and as I was like, holy mackerel, I'm becoming a just merely by saying hello to people, I'm startling them, and so I'm thinking that I could become some kind of villain, like in Batman, the Startler. He merely says, he just greets you, and he freaks you out. Hey! Hey! What is that noise? Hey! The other day, I was having some trouble with my iPhone. I was trying to lock the phone while I was making the calls, and it was ending the calls, and it hasn't done that in the past. And so, I came home, and, I called the customer service, and, you know me, I'm not that... I try to be patient with customer service. Sometimes I'm impatient, but I try to treat the people with respect, I'm explaining myself too much here. I'm getting self-conscious about something, and I don't even know what. But I called up, and I had this girl, and it started out okay, and I guess I started getting a little snippy because it was going on, and she was having a trouble understanding what I was talking about. And then she was giving me misinformation, telling me that the phone locks on its own if you don't lock it, which is untrue. It only locks on its own when you're not using it. I was on the phone for about 20 minutes, and then she asked me, well, would you like to speak to a supervisor? And I was like, I'm done with this. Could you look into this? She said, yeah, we'll look into this. And, and then if we come up with anything, we'll let you know. And I was like, okay, fine. And then I got off the phone, and then I went to use my faucet in my kitchen, and the water pressure was really low. So I was like, oh, man. Now the water pressure is low? Oh, man. So then I called Aaron and Janet. I said, I don't know if you know this, but the water pressure is low. And then I find out later on that down the street, a block from me, there was a car spun out of control. It crashed into a fire hydrant. I guess water came gushing out and also knocked over a lamp. And two women... I think one lady that was a neighbor down the street, I believe, and maybe another passing person tried to assist in helping this person who was in the accident. And these two ladies were killed. And there's nothing funny about that, I'm really sorry to hear about that. And I'm really ashamed of the fact that, at the moment that this was happening, I'm in the apartment, my apartment, getting snippy with Apple, saying, you don't understand, the phone doesn't lock when you're making a phone call.
You don't understand. And then, oh, now my water pressure's off. My water pressure's low. Oh, jeez. I'm such a spoiled little brat.
I'm not saying that, you know, we don't have, you know, we shouldn't want things or need things or have things the way we want them. But, you know, sometimes it gets, you know, you get a little bit, I don't know, out of control with the you think is going wrong with your life, and you don't, and you need to appreciate. I guess one of the point I'm trying to say is I personally just need to appreciate things more, and I generally do, but I have my moments. Okay, I'm human. I'm not perfect. Okay, besides, I'm a villain from Batman called the Startler. Hi.
Hi. He said hi. He startled me.
Okay, so I think I might be going to Whole Foods after I record this podcast today. And I was there the other day, and I go to one of the most cluttered Whole Foods around. It's got a very small parking lot, very small aisles, but I just like it. They got good stuff, and I ran to an old friend there, and we were talking, and then we ran into this security guard that I know, and, we're talking about, you know, he's talking about people that come there and how, you know, sometimes they're not, you know, they're not the nicest people that come there, and they're very demanding. You know, Whole Foods people can be very demanding. This whole gluten-free thing that's happening these days, with everything's got to be gluten-free. I almost expect that, like, say if somebody came to with guns drawn to rob these people, and they threaten to shoot them, they go, hold it, if you're going to shoot me, are those bullets gluten-free? Because if they're not, that's unacceptable. I will not be shot by anything but gluten-free bullets, because those are the only bullets that are good for me. And then we're talking to this security guard, and I said, you know, I thought that the guards here were armed, and he said he was armed. I said, really? You're armed? Oh, I don't see any gun. Where's your gun? He goes, oh, it's in another location. And I didn't want to break it to him, but that means at this moment, you are not armed. You see, at this moment, you're not armed. That's like back when I was in high school, and I went to a very urban high school. You know, kids would come up to you and go, like, if you smoke cigarettes, I didn't, but it happened to other people. And they go, hey, man, give me a cigarette, man. I left mine in the machine. You know, so it's like, see, you get the joke. They left theirs in the machine. They hadn't bought it yet. So so this guy, I didn't want to break it to him that, you know, sir, you are not an armed guard. You are an unarmed guard with arms somewhere else. I've got arms that long to hold you and keep you by my side. I couldn't help that. Then I had an experience. The next few things I'm going to talk about are going to be all business-related experiences. There's going to be, oh, by the way, there's going to be another Apple thing. I believe I'm going to be ending the podcast with another encounter with Apple. So I forgot to tell you that before. That there'll be more Apple to come. But not at this moment. Right now, we're going to a little Mexican grill in my neighborhood about, I'd say, a few blocks away. And in the last, this summer, I have ordered from them. I just discovered that they deliver. So I have probably ordered at least 5 times, if not more. Okay? And normally, when I order, they'll say it's going to be about 30 to 45 minutes, and they come within 15 minutes, which I'm not complaining about, except the first time they said that, I went to throw the garbage out, and I didn't have my phone with me, and the guy actually came and left. He came, he buzzed it, but my buzzer couldn't get in, and went back, and I had to call up, and then he came back again. So I you know, come to expect that if whatever they say, you know, it may be, you know, it's going to be a lot sooner, and it's usually like they'll come in 20 minutes or so, whatever, 25 minutes. So, but this time I called, and the guy told me that they were backed up, and it was going to be at least 45. It was going to be 45 minutes to an hour. I said, "Okay, no problem, good, we'll do it." So I order my food, and you know, I'm waiting. Clock is ticking. Ding, 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 ding. Sounds like the Jaws theme. clock is going around, and it's 45 minutes. I look, 45 minutes. That's an hour. Oh, that's an hour. That's like an hour and a five, an hour and ten. I go, all right, now it's getting a little... Now we're getting into the danger zone here. So I call up the place, and I get this guy who I ordered from before, and he was... he's one of these guys that calls you buddy a little too much. You know, one buddy, okay. You know, a buddy on every sentence starts to feel disrespectful, you know, and it's almost like a, kind of a passive-aggressive, well, I don't, okay, buddy, no, that's right, buddy, that's right, it's coming, buddy. Your food is coming, buddy. Actually, so I asked him, you know, what was going on. He said, well, the delivery person had left 10 minutes ago. I said, oh, okay, fine. 10 minutes ago. A few blocks away. You'll be here in a few minutes. So I wait a few, like 10, 15 minutes ago, and I go, call back. I go, hey, you know, and I get this girl this time, and she and I go, hey, you know, the guy told me that, you know, the delivery person was on their way, but they haven't, arrived. I'm just kind of wondering what's going on. And then she goes, well, hold on. And she goes, oh, she goes, well, the lady, she left. I go, what lady? I don't know any ladies. Because the lady, we had to have a lady. One of the waitresses had to deliver because the delivery guy was so backed up. And I said, oh, okay. And so she had to deliver some stuff to Burbank. I go, Burbank? Well, that's the next town over. I'm on the way. You think she would have gone to Burbank first? I don't know. So, so she goes, I go, okay. So then I wait some more and I wait some more. Oh, she said she'd call me back and let me know. But then she never called me back. And then I called again and I got the buddy guy. Oh, I got buddy guy. Hey, I got buddy guy.
I'm buddy guy.
And he goes, yeah, I know. I told you that she would be there, that she left 10 minutes ago, like, you know, 30 minutes ago. But I don't know, she's out in the deliveries, and, you know, our delivery guy, we haven't heard from him in an hour, and I'm thinking, oh, okay. All right, I said, okay, well, I'll just wait, you know, or I was tempted to kind of cancel it, because I felt like, what kind of shape is this food going to be in by the time it gets here? And then another, say, 5-10 minutes goes by, and then my phone rings, which, and then that's how they, you know, you buzz into the building, phone rings, and it's this girl going, hi, you know, Mexican Grill, and I go, okay. And so I go, hey, what's going on? What happened? You were, you know, the guy, I was been waiting for like an hour and 40 minutes. And she goes, yeah, I know we've been busy. I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. And I said, but the girl, you know, I called up. She said that you were delivering to Burbank. And she goes, no, I had to make a delivery to Burbank and Sepulveda and Vinoan and Sepulveda. Now, folks, I don't know, you know, some of you will know where this is in relation to my house, and some of you won't, but it's probably, I'm thinking, at least 5 miles, if not more. Let's say 5-6 miles, conservative. Could be more. Which means that it's going to be, you know, which means that I'll tell you what happened. She went and delivered those first. I said, well, wait a minute. Why didn't you just deliver mine first? Since I'm right in the neighborhood. And she goes, well, they ordered first, and, you know, they're, you know, blah, 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 and they're good. She said something like, I think she might have said they're good customers. I'm not sure. It kind of went over my head, and I go, well, I'm a good customer. And I was like, I know, but wouldn't it make sense, like, you know, just get it out of the way. Just go to this guy over here a few blocks away and then take care. She goes, well, I was going in that direction. And I was just like, okay, all right. And then I said to her, all right, you know. Well, I still tipped her. I gave her a good tip. I was just like, what am I going to do? What are you going to do? This is just the way things are sometimes. You know, and the food was, I said, you know, is my food still warm? And she said, yeah, I feel it. And I goes, yeah, it was warm. But it was warm with the, in front of it was a guy's name, Luke. Lukewarm. Hi, I'm Lukewarm. So it was all right. You know, I'll order from them again. You know, I'm not going to, you know, be that guy that threatens anything. Oh, I did say to the buddy guy at one point, hey man, you know, I've been waiting a long time. What are you going to do for me? And, you know, and, you know, to kind of make up for this. And he goes, I don't know, buddy. That is a very, that's a guy that, you know, I'm sure he's just works there. And he's not the owner. He might not even be the manager. I don't know. But, you know, you would have thought he would have said, all right, we'll give you half off, or this one's on us. But nothing. It goes, I'll just keep calling you buddy until you get really angry with me. Okay, buddy? Okay, buddy? Buddy? All right. Now I have another AT&T story. AT&T is my favorite company. Except the other companies that are so big that they can't figure out what to do. They just pass you along, blah, blah, blah. So I called over to AT&T because I have them for my wireless. I have them for my internet. I have them for my landline because, yes, I still have a landline. And I can't even think what else. I think that's it. I think three bills. And so I couldn't understand one of the bills. I just couldn't figure it out. It had one total, then another total. Then I couldn't figure out why is it this total when it used to be that total. So I called over. And, I get I get through to a lady with a Filipina accent. And, right away, to make conversation, I ask her if she's in the Philippines. And she says, I'm sorry, sir, but we are not allowed to give out our location. And I said, okay, I'm not asking for your exact address. I was just making conversation, but that's fine. Okay, I don't want to cause any problems. And then, I told her that, I called another time AT&T and another Filipina, and she became my Facebook friend. And she goes, really? Well, she could get in big trouble for that. I go, oh, I'm not going to tell you who she is and, whatever. So then she goes, she asked me my age at one point. We're going back and forth because I started saying some words and phrases in Tagalog, which is the main language spoken in the Philippines. And then I told her I used to have a Philippine girlfriend, and then, so she started to ask me. So she started getting kind of interested in me. Well, how young are you? She said. And I said to her, well, I'm in Hollywood. And just like you're not allowed to give out your location in Hollywood, we're not allowed to tell her age. And she was like, oh, okay. And then she asked me if I ate, any of their food. I said, and I said, well, I've had some of their food. I can't remember when I had this girlfriend. We used to go to Philippine restaurants. But I couldn't, I can't remember. I don't think I particularly cared for that kind of food. I think if I did, I would have pursued it more. But I don't want to tell her that. So then she said to me that she was going to look me up on Facebook. All of a sudden, I'm Facebook accessible to her. So she said she'd look me up. And I told her she could listen to my podcast if she wants. But I never heard from her. So either she looked me up or she didn't look me up or I don't know, whatever. And then I paid my bill with her. And then I gave AT&T, they give you a confirmation that is so long that while I was writing the confirmation number, I fell asleep. No, it's a bad joke. It's very long. It just goes on. QR1698, baby's head, Bieber's ducks, blah, 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 blah. All right. I don't know why I went off like that. I don't know why I said that. Okay, I guess last but not least, we're going back to Apple. So after, when my phone had some issues and... I upgraded to Apple Care. I think I told you about that, right? I upgraded to Apple Care. I'm getting confused because basically, well, I'll just say by case I didn't mention this before, and in case I did, please forgive me. When I called over about my phone, wait a minute! No, I'm getting confused. I'm getting confused. I am totally confused. Scratch that. Scratch that. Scratch what I said. Scratch what I said. Okay, now I know exactly. Because I talked to them like three or four times. The second time I called Apple was because my friend Bill Walton thought he had a pretty good idea that he figured out how he could upload my podcast to the iTunes store. And we came over and we uploaded everything. And this time there was no, nothing that said that there was anything invalid. And so we're just sitting tight and waiting. And after like a few days, I hadn't heard anything. So then what I did is I called Apple to see if I could speak to somebody in the iTunes department. But I should have known better. They're not going to, there's nobody in the iTunes department. They're all online. So, but I did get this guy and he walked me through an email. He said, well, you know, I'll email them and then find out what happened, you know, where your podcast is and blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, I'm saying blah, blah, blah a lot today. And then he mentioned to me about, then he tries to tell me that if I get the AppleCare protection plan for my phone, all these great things, I have unlimited tech support for the next year and a half. And I said, wait a minute, what, will I be able to, like, say I drop my phone and break the screen or break the phone, will they replace it? He goes, yes. And I go, really? And it was for $69. I go, I'm in. Let's do it. Boom. But my instincts were telling me this is wrong. Instincts were telling me it is wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. So, but I did it. You know, the next day I get an email. I didn't look at it that night. The next day I look at the email, which explains the benefits, and it's just like it says nothing at all about replacing the phone in case of damage. So, you know, I thought about that. I thought about it, and I said, you know what? I don't really need this. This was the reason I got it. So I called over, and I got this. Another guy, and I said, "Listen, I want to just you know cancel this service. I've only had it for a day, and I want to get a refund." And you know, he asked me a bunch of questions, blah blah blah. Again with the blah blah blah, and he switches me to a lady who's going to take care of this for me. And I say, "Okay," and then she gets on the phone, and we start talking. And there's the endless verification. You know, I think I've already told them, you know, who I am, but now I got to tell her, you know, I got to tell her my address, my social security number, my shoe size, you know, where my parents met, you know, what the, you know, the weather forecast is for tomorrow, you know, and she's going on and on. And then finally, I'm like, okay, could we be done soon? Or I'll tell you what, like, you have a lot of my information. So do you really need me to hang with you, you know, on this call? Can I go on and move on with my day, move on with my life and, you know, and that? And she, like, hesitated for a second, you know, hesitated, like, you know, who is this guy? Who is this rogue customer that's trying to get out of doing it the way you're supposed to do it? And she said, yeah, I guess, yeah, okay, yeah, I have everything I need. And I said, would you please send me a confirmation email letting me know that I will be refunded? And she said she would. And so far, she has not sent me a confirmation email. But she did before we hung up. She gave me my case number. Oh, hey, let me give you your case number. Another number. They're always numbers, confirmation numbers, case numbers. I have a case number. Like I'm a convict here. I'm a social worker. I was like, she's a social worker. What's my case number? Where are my food stamps? And then I get an email from the iTunes store from a guy who gives me this long-winded, the long-winded greeting. Hi, you know, I understand that you sent your podcast, and we are looking forward to helping you and we will do everything we can to help you out, blah, 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 blah. Every time, I've dealt with these people before, and they can never seem to help me out. And this time he told me that, you know, when you upload to the iTunes store, you're supposed to get an automatic reply saying that they received it, and I did not get it. So I'm more than likely going to have to resubmit it. I'm going to wait a few days, just see if anything happens before I bring Bill back in. But more than likely... You know, I don't know. This iTunes store has become just amazing. This is they should make a feature film out of this. The ups and downs. I can't wait till I finally get into this friggin' store. So, all right. So that's that. That is that, my folks. my Froakie folks. So that's it. Thank you again, all you people. I was hoping at this point I could say, hey, go to the iTunes store and leave a comment. But maybe next week we'll be able to do that. Hopefully next week or soon. But I want to thank everybody, as always, for listening. And those who aren't listening and who will listen eventually, I want to thank you in advance. And for those who will never listen, I want to thank you for bypassing the podcast and not listening. Am I taking gratitude too far? I think I might be. Anyway, thanks again. Until next time, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.